Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I told the retired executive that he should not purchase the National Tea Company supermarket because of the cracks in the building, but that he should look around with other food chain companies, and he would find one who had a supermarket where the building was in much better shape and the return on the investment was just as good as the National Tea supermarket. He said that he had already talked with Super Value and with Red Owl, but that the amount they paid, the percentage on in sales volume for the rent was too low, so that his return was not adequate. At that point, he said to me, "Stuart, do you own a supermarket?" I told him that James Leck Company owned a supermarket, and he wanted to know if it made the percentage return on investment that he was looking for, and he named the percentage. I told him that we were making much better than the figure which he mentioned. He then said to me, "Where is this supermarket?" I told him it was at Billerica, Massachusetts, near Lowell, Massachusetts. He became very excited at this point and said he was very anxious to buy that supermarket from me or from the James Leck Company. I told him we could not sell to him because our tenant, the Cross Companies, were friends of long standing and they would not want to have a new landlord in our place. He kept after me until finally I said I would call Mr. Cunningham, the president of Cross Companies, and see whether he would be interested in having us sell and whether he would be satisfied with this retired executive of the International Milling Company as a landlord. I called Wally Cunningham, and much to my surprise, he said, "Why don't you sell to this man and get a big price? Not only so that you can make a killing on the sale of the building to him, but so that you can reinvest the proceeds of the sale in another supermarket or a supermarket and a furniture store in a shopping center which Cross Company owns in Lebanon. He said that Cross Company would sell us whatever land in their shopping center we wished to purchase, and that we could take this money, which we had acquired by this sale after making a big profit for 3 years and a big profit on the sale of the property now, and we could then reinvest it in this new location at Lebanon, New Hampshire. So, with Mr. Cunningham's blessing, we did make the sale at a very attractive profit, and all the profit we had made over the 3 years from collecting the rents.
News is on now.
Yeah, I don't think I'll watch it. I'm waiting for that fellow to call me, but he doesn't seem to call. So we immediately purchased some land from Cross Companies in their supermarket and immediately designed a 22,000 square foot supermarket and a 6,000 square foot furniture store. And we entered into a lease with Cross Company as tenants. And of the supermarket, and with it turned out to be the Top Value Trading Stamp Company as tenants, not a furniture store. The furniture store came later when the Top Value lease ran out. Anyway, we had two very good tenants on a very profitable basis of 1.45% of the sales on the supermarket. And with $1,000 a month on the furniture store or Top Value Stamp Company. All of these rents were triple net, meaning that the tenant paid the taxes and the insurance and the maintenance and the heat and the snow shoveling, etc. We have owned and leased out these two stores ever since. The 15-year lease had options to renew, and they did renew a couple of times. Until now, in 1984, it appears that we will sell the supermarket and the furniture store for $668,000. a handsome profit on our investment. There is no mortgage on either of these properties. At Billerica, Massachusetts, the supermarket at Lebanon, New Hampshire, the Top Value Stamp store or furniture store at Lebanon, New Hampshire, were all owned by Leck Company, not James Leck Company. Leck Company stock is owned 50% by me and 50% by my brother James's family. It is Leck Company, not James Leck Company, who has owned those properties and has made the profit on those investments. The Leck Company has been paying me the largest of the salaries that they pay because I am the president of Leck Company. The Leck Company has been paying James or his heir or his widow a smaller salary than I have been receiving because James Leck has not been in the city during all this time, nor has Nett, his widow, been able to make any input. And that is why, since their input is negligible, except for the investment, that is why they do not get as large a salary as I get. The Leck Company pays a substantial dividend each year to the stockholders. The Leck Company pays interest on money loaned to the Leck Company, pays 12% interest on money loaned to the Leck Company by me and by my brother James. We each loaned the same amount, namely $60,500 apiece. This money was used in building the supermarkets, in financing the construction of the supermarkets. I will now tell the story of the origination of Leck Company. When Colonel Thomas insisted that James Leck Company take on the construction of Camp Hale in Colorado. I told him that I would not have James Leck Company take on that work. He suggested that I form a new company called Leck Company. So, I put in $100, my brother James put in $100, and my mother put in $29,800, all cash, in exchange for 300 shares of stock of a new company called Leck Company. I told Colonel Thomas that I would need to get a clearance from the Internal Revenue Service. On the formation of this new Leck Company, so that I did not get into any difficulties with them if we performed all of the Colorado work in the name of the Leck Company with only $30,000 in cash invested. He therefore suggested that he call the Internal Revenue Service on the telephone and talk to the head of the Internal Revenue Service in St. Paul and tell him that the war effort required that this new firm, Leck Company, be set up and that it have clearance from the Internal Revenue Service as to salaries which would be paid to Stuart Leck and to James Leck. The Internal Revenue Service worked out with me the amount of salary I would receive from Leck Company and the amount of salary that my brother James would receive from Leck Company. And they approved all of the rest of the setup. So we therefore bid all of the work in Colorado in the name of Leck Company and Al Johnson Construction Company. As previously stated on tape, all of this work in Colorado was very profitable for the Leck Company and for the Al Johnson Construction Company. And I was allowed to have a salary, and I and my brother James were allowed to have salaries out of Leck Company in addition to the salaries that we had been receiving from the James Leck Company. after the work in Colorado was completed, I and my brother James each purchased half of my mother's stock from my mother. On this tape and on previous tapes, I have told about some of the projects constructed by James Leck Company and Leck Company during the 41 years in which I was the president or chairman of the board. Next, I will tell you about other cost plus fee projects which James Leck Company or Leck Company built during my presidency. One of these cost plus fee contracts was for our own hardware company, where we built their headquarters and warehouse at 3rd Street and 6th Avenue North, Minneapolis. Value, $2,500,000. Stephen Duffy, president, awarded us the contract. Next was Gamble Skogmo, Western Auto Supply at Ogden, Utah, $750,000. Next, Gamble Skogmo Warehouse, Fremont, Nebraska, $2 million. Gamble Skogmo Department Store, St. Cloud, Minnesota, $1,250,000. Gamble Skogmo Department Store, Grafton, North Dakota, $800,000. Honeywell Main Office and Entrance, Minneapolis, $1,750,000. WCCO Radio Studios and Transmitter, $2 million. WCCO Channel 4 Television, $2 million. Chase Bag Company, Minneapolis, $2 million. American Linen Supply Company, Minneapolis, $3,750,000. Pillsbury Mills Soybean Plant at Clinton, Iowa, $810,000. Pillsbury Mills Research Plant, Minneapolis, $1,450,000. Jensen Printing Company, Printing Plant, Minneapolis, $2,250,000. T.S. Dennison Company, Brings Press, Bloomington, Minnesota, $2 million. Northland Milk Company buildings. The buildings between 28th and 29th Street and between Nicollet and Blaisdell Avenue, $1,200,000. Northland Milk Company building, corner of Lake Street and Lindale, $300,000. All of these buildings were built on a cost plus a fee basis, and they were all profitable contracts, and we had very pleasant relationships with the heads of all of these companies. Mr. Steve Duffy, the president of our own hardware company, told his board of directors that he wanted to award the contract for his building to the James Leck Company on a cost-plus basis. A few of his directors suggested that it might be better to take competitive bids. But Mr. Duffy prevailed. And because he wanted to carry on with the same contractors who built the original building on the corner of 3rd Street and 7th Avenue North, built by my father in the name of James Leck Company on a cost-plus basis. And the last part of that building, I was working under my father. Therefore, and since Mr. Hall, who was then president of what was known as Hall Hardware Company, a forerunner of our own hardware company, since Mr. Hall gave the work out on a cost-plus basis to James Leck Company, Mr. Duffy insisted that James Leck Company should have the work on this large building on the corner of 6th Avenue North and 3rd Street, which completed their total plant. Mr. Duffy has been a wonderful friend and a reference, which I have used several times in seeking work from other companies. Mr. Scogmo of Gamble Scogmo was a very good friend. I became acquainted with him in the Hennepin Methodist Church, and he saw to it that the work which I have just mentioned be awarded to James Leck Company on a cost-plus basis. Mr. Bissell of Honeywell Company was instrumental in getting us the cost-plus work at Honeywell, which I have just mentioned. Mr. Bellows, Henry Bellows, president of WCCO, was instrumental in getting me the all of their work on a cost-plus basis. I became acquainted with Mr. Bellows when I worked under him when he was president of the Harvard Club of Minnesota and I was secretary. Mr. Luddington, president of Chase Bag Company, and Mr. Hale and Mr. Connors of Chase Bag Company were instrumental in awarding me their building. They were good customers of ours when they were in the old building on Washington Avenue. Kai Steiner and George Steiner, president of American Linen Supply, were of course instrumental in awarding us the American Linen Supply Company building above mentioned. Paige Lehman, vice president of Pillsbury Mills, was instrumental in awarding us the contract for the two buildings I have just mentioned. Charles Jensen, president of Jensen Printing Company, was a good friend of mine in the Rotary Club. And he was, of course, instrumental in awarding us the contract. Mr. Larry Brings, president of T.S. Dennison Company, was a neighbor of mine at Lake Minnetonka and a good friend. So when he decided to have a new building, he saw to it that I had the contract in the name of James Leck Company. Edwin Elwell was a good friend of mine and of my sister, and he saw to it that Northland Milk Company awarded us on a cost-plus basis the buildings I have just mentioned. Now I will call your attention to the large number of buildings which we built and which were awarded to us on the basis of competitive bidding. On all of these projects which we erected while I was head of the company, we had to compete against other general contractors, and almost always we were the low bidder on these projects, which I am about to mention, and which we built spread over the 41-year period. One grouping of buildings which we built on competitive bidding were post offices scattered over the United States. One of the most profitable jobs that we had was to build the first three stories of the St. Paul Post Office, $3,250,000 present value. The following post offices were also built on a competitive bidding basis: Spokane, Washington, $7 million. Calumet, Michigan, $650,000. Casper, Wyoming, $675,000. Bloomington, Minnesota, $750,000. Norway, Maine, $600,000. Knoxville, Iowa, $600,000. We made a profit on each of these post offices. Now I will give you the list of U.S. defense projects, all of which were awarded after competitive to James Lake Company after competitive bidding. U.S. Navy Rocket Depot, Schumacher, Arkansas, $2,500,000. Twin City Ammunition Depot, New Brighton, Minnesota, $6 million. Radar Center, 21 buildings, Fort Snelling, Minnesota, $5,250,000. Rockford Ordnance Depot, Rockford, Illinois, $2,750,000. Decatur Signal Depot, Decatur, Illinois, $3,850,000. Civilian War Housing, Camp Hale, Colorado, $3,350,000. Civilian War Housing, Tomo, Wisconsin, $1 million. Osceola Early Warning System, Osceola, Wisconsin, $400,000. Army Training Center, Faribault, Minnesota, $575,000. Now I will continue to give you the names of projects which we built on competitive bidding in the field of power plants and telephone company offices. First, the Blandon Power Plant at Grand Rapids, $2 million. Telephone building at Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, $1 million. Municipal Power Plant, Kansas City, Missouri, $1 million. Municipal Power Plant, New Ulm, Minnesota, $1 million. Municipal Power Plant, Austin, Minnesota, $1 million. Municipal Power Plant, Waverly, Iowa, $1 million. Municipal Power Plant, Alexandria, Minnesota, $1,400,000. All of these power plants were on the basis of competitive bids. Now in the classification of commercial and industrial projects, we built the following during my presidency. Minneapolis and St. Paul Airport buildings, Minneapolis, $3 million. U.S. Gypsum, number one, factory building. Heath, H-E-A-T-H, Montana, $2,750,000. U.S. Gypsum, number two, factory building. Heath, Montana, $2,250,000. U.S. Gypsum factory removal, Blue Rapids, Kansas, $320,000. Gabbert's Store, Bloomington, $750,000. Prangy Department Store, Green Bay, Wisconsin, $1,500,000. Lerner and Berlin Stores on Nicollet Avenue, $750,000. Harold's Store, Department Store, Nicollet Avenue, $2,500,000. Advanced United Shipping Company, St. Paul, $500,000. Standard Unit Parts Building, Minneapolis, $1,500,000. Royal Stationery Factory Building, Plymouth, Minnesota. $1,300,000. Johnson Wax Company, Plymouth, Minnesota, $600,000. Crane Service Company, St. Paul, $800,000. Kresge Building, Minneapolis, $1 million. Farmers and Merchants Bank, Tomah, Wisconsin, $400,000. Northwest Airlines Building, Minneapolis, $800,000. Group Health Insurance Building, St. Paul, $1,750,000. Ford Motor Company Parts Depot, Minneapolis, $3,500,000. 3M Company Hutchinson, Minnesota, $1,250,000. Super Value Store, Minneapolis, $375,000. King and Company Power Packing Plant, Storm Lake, Iowa, $4,500,000. Swift and Company Packing Plant, Omaha, Nebraska, $2,250,000. Morrell Company Packing Plant, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, $4,500,000. First National Bank Parking Ramp, Minneapolis, $3,500,000. Bank of Minneapolis, $325,000. All of the aforesaid buildings with the present values named after each were constructed by James Lake Company on a competitive bid basis during the 41 years that I was heading up the company, and were in addition to all of the other buildings which have been previously mentioned on these tapes. Now I will give you the schools, colleges, churches, and housing not previously mentioned. McAllister College, Bigelow Hall, St. Paul, $2 million. University of Southern Illinois, Dormitory, Charleston, Illinois, $1,600,000. Dunwoody Hall, Women's Christian Association, Minneapolis, $2,500,000. Cole College Chapel and Art Gallery, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, $2 million. University of Montana Dormitories, Heath, Montana, $3 million. Penn Model Village for the Farmers and Mechanics Bank of Minneapolis, $1,625,000. St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, $1 million. House of Hope Church Addition, St. Paul, $2,250,000. Cleveland School, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, $1,750,000. Watseka High School, Watseka, Illinois, $2,250,000. Decorah High School, Decorah, Iowa, $2 million. Northrop Collegiate School, Minneapolis, $1,450,000. Home for the Elderly, Bruce, Wisconsin, $1,200,000. Wallace Hall, McAllister College, St. Paul, $1,250,000. Negaunee High School, Negaunee, Michigan, $3,200,000. University of North Dakota, Grand Rapids, North Dakota, $1,500,000. Lake Calhoun Residences, Minneapolis, $1,150,000. Park Lake Homes, Minneapolis, $1,000,000. The names of these projects. Given to you on this tape. Are in addition to the. Projects. Mentioned on all of the other tapes. And from the sum total of all the projects. It will be noted that over 70% of the dollar volume of work which we performed was outside of the Minneapolis-St. Paul metropolitan area in scattered all over the United States in 28 separate states. This meant that all during this 41-year period, I, my brother, and other executives of the company did a great deal of traveling